Hey, Gamertag Radio, we have brand new designs. Yes, brand new designs at our store. Take advantage right now. Go to store.gamertagradio.com. That's store.gamertagradio.com. Brand new t-shirts, hoodies, stickers, posters, and so much more. Go ahead and support GTR.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to a brand new episode of Gamertag Radio. This is your host, Danny. And I'm going to be talking to my brother because we've been playing now Phantasy Star Online 2 for a couple of days. Now it's been like, what, a week or so? So we're going to sit down and talk about the game. So this is all review, hands-on, all that. So stay tuned. That's going to come up in a couple of minutes. But first, head over to gamertagradio.com. Post your comments and feedback. Listen to our past episodes. Also, you can find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamertag Radio. Subscribe, follow us, post a review, and it will help us climb to the charts. And more people could also discover us because of your support. All right. So if you want to also be part of our show, and we have a lot of like fan mail questions from all over the world. We want your support. We want to answer your questions. So this is how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so I'm going to call my brother right now. This is live here. So let's see what he has to say about the game. We've been playing now nonstop.
Yo.
Hey, what's up, Nano?
What's up? Are we live?
Yeah, we're live. We're live. We're live with the recording here, man. What's going on all with right. you? How's everything over there, man?
Enjoying my quarantine, man. I'm staying outside right now.
Oh, that's good. That's good, man.
Wishing I was playing PSO, to be honest with you. This kind of sucks. Nobody's doing anything.
Well, PSO has been helping us a lot during this time. We've been playing it now like almost daily.
Honestly, all video games right now are like super crucial to me. So
yeah, that's
whether
true.
It's online or offline, you know, like I have a lot of time on my hands now. So
definitely, man. I've been playing.
Aside from like studying and stuff, like I just want to escape a little bit sometimes.
Yeah. What? Say that. Repeat that again. What were you saying?
No, I'm saying like aside from like studying and going to work, like when I get home, I need to like decompress and just play.
Hmm. Yeah, I agree, man. Same here, man. So the games I've been playing now for a couple of days is Phantasy Star Online 2, Doom Eternal, and also now Animal Crossing. So it's very, very relaxing. If I want some more RPG route, go with Phantasy
Would
Star.
Would you say relaxing? What? Isn't Doom like the most intense game in the world?
No. Animal Crossing is relaxing. Eternal is like very chaotic and very stressful. And I have to say this, I'm going to review this like later this week. But
you know, actually, I downloaded the game. I have yet to turn it on though.
It's intense. Be prepared. It's the hardest first person shooter game that I played so far by far. It's hard. Even if you play it on easy, it's still difficult. That's how hard it is.
And there's no co-op, right? It's just single player?
It's single player. But, I mean, there is multiplayer. I just haven't played that yet because I just want to concentrate on the single player campaign, but which is amazing. Really, really good. And I highly recommend for you to just try it out and play it. I think you will like it.
Yeah, no, I love the downloading, and it's complete. I just, I've kind of been in the PSO realm right now. So
same here.
Until I hit, like, a certain level in PSO, I don't think I'm going to get off of it.
Well, I think we should just start now to talk about Phantasy Star Online 2, man. So last year I had you on the show, and this was during E3 when they first announced about PSO coming to the States for the first time, PSO 2. And we got super excited because we have a long history with that game from the original Sega Dreamcast So I think the last one was the original Xbox. And then from there was like a long hiatus. Like there was nothing after that while Japan was playing this game since 2012. And I've been always waiting, like, damn, are we always going to play this game?
They were just keeping it from us, man. It's such a fun game. You know, going back to like when I was in high school and when you first introduced me to like Phantasy Star Online, I think back on the Dreamcast, episode one and two.
Yeah.
And it was just a game that like I wasn't really big into MMOs at the time. And this was I was a big Phantasy Star RPG player. Like I played like all RPGs. That's turn-based was like the way I like to play my games. And then Phantasy Star Online came on and it introduced me to like a whole new style of playing, meeting friends online, completing missions with, you know, people from around the world. This game just take everything that you love from the first one. And I think it's much more immersive and the worlds are bigger. You know, it plays a lot faster. There's our urgent quests, you know, a lot more missions, a lot more options, styles to play this game. I like the customization also. Like there's so much in this game that I've only played it for 2 days and I feel like I haven't even hit the tip of the iceberg. Like there's just so much customization and quests available. It's going to keep you busy for a while.
And you play the beta too for a little bit. So that,
well, that's add the that thing. I had the beta, but I only played it for that. Yeah, I think the one night that I got on with you and, I forget who the other people were on.
Oh, it was Arctic and...
Arctic, yeah. So, like, yeah, Optimus, I only played for a couple of hours that first night. You guys actually got to level up plenty. When I turned the game back on now, I was only, like, level 15 or 16. And, you know, you and Arctic, you've helped me level up. I'm 33 now, I think, or 32.
Yeah, yeah. I'm 49 now for me.
It takes a while for you to get used to everything you could do in this game because I'm still not 100% like on the you know, navigation of the menus or my palettes or how I actually like to set up. It takes a while to like find your rhythm and find the groove that you like for this game, but it's fun. You know, the whole process is awesome, and seeing so many characters, how many choices you have now, it just blew my mind.
But there's a lot of quests. This like you could do orders, which is like. It's kind of like a side quest. Like, so let's say you go to on a mission and you take an order from somebody, and the order is you have to like kill a certain enemy or maybe a boss, collect a certain amount of things, or maybe do like feed your mag or stuff like that. So every time you do an order, it will help you to get like daily boost for your character. And I've been doing that a lot. Not only that, the more you do that, also once you start getting higher levels, that will also help you to unlock like difficulty. So let's say right now I'm playing very hard, right? So after very hard, there's another difficulty that you could do. Also, I discovered last night, Nano, I know I was telling you this offline, but there's also advanced quests, which is way harder. You have to be level 56 and up. Plus you have to buy a capsule, which allowed you, it's a kind of like a ticket. It allowed you to go in there and do all these quests. And put it this way, you know, when you're in a ship about to start the quest, you can't jump to the quest right away. You have to wait for the leader to start, and that person also decides if they want to make it even more difficult right before it starts. And once he starts, everybody will be there about to jump, and it'll do like a countdown: 3, 2, 1, and then you go. So last night when we were doing the forest level. You know, the forest level, when you play, there's like a dragon at the end, right? With this one, you play against the dragon three times. I mean, not three times, two times. So there's like two dragons at the same time while you're doing the mission, like at the final level.
Can I just say that, like, I love what they've done with, like, the bosses and, you know, the mini boss or sub bosses that are in the levels.
Yeah. Go ahead,
they're
man.
They're way
more
difficult. The animation that they give the each specific boss, like everybody has their own unique attacks. It's not just like a really copy and paste thing, you know. Like there's so many enemies and variations of like bosses that they may seem similar, but like they all have their own unique attacks. You have to change the way you fight against a lot of these guys, because me and you were having trouble with the last guy that we fought. I forgot what that he had the spinning discs that he was throwing.
Oh yeah, he was tough. He was really tough. I forgot his name, but he shoots out like these two wheels with spikes, and it's like spinning. Well,
that's the thing. Like the way he fought us, and like the boss that we fought right before that, which I think was the samurai.
Yeah, two totally like different bosses. Yeah,
two different play styles. I was getting knocked down every 2 seconds, man. You had to res me like 3 times. You know, like there's certain bosses that may be more difficult than others, but like what they've done in this game and how much time they've put into it, and like obviously we haven't played it in since what? When was this released? In 2012?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they've added so much to the game. They keep adding to the online community. There's a crazy amount of people playing this game. I'm super surprised about that too.
Yeah, I mean, the game is free, so you could download it right now if you're curious and you're playing. And that's the thing, even if you're playing the free version and you don't have the premium version of this game, you could still have a great time, and there's so much content, so much stuff to do, and you're going to discover a lot of things in the game while leveling up, you know what I'm saying?
I don't have the premium right now. I'm going to buy it, but like I feel like I have a full game already, you know? Like All the extra stuff that I'm getting are, it's, you know, if you want to customize your character more, you want to have more options, it's cool to buy it. You know, like it's how much are they?
You talking about the premium, the content?
The premiums, yeah.
I think there's one $29.99, and you also will get the $59.99. And I think the $59.99, you will get more storage, you get more premium content, more stuff that you could also select for your character. That's only for premium members.
That's so, one thing that I'm having trouble with. My storage is getting full.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I'm kind of like annoyed with that. Like we only get like only what 50 spots
to hold items. Yeah, you know, it's almost worth like paying just to have more storage, and you know all the extra things you get makes it up for. But I don't know. They could have done a better job with like how much your character can hold and.
Yeah.
What you could put in your storage. I always feel like before every match, I have to, or before request, I say, I have to dump almost all my inventory into my storage.
Yeah, and by the time you finish one mission, it's like you're full already. You know what I'm saying? So, but there's a lot of stuff that we select, that we picked up, that's like garbage to us. I just either feed it to my mag, or I just sell it to like a store. I go there to the shopping.
Yeah, honestly, I'm probably picking up the wrong stuff anyways. I kind of scoop up everything.
Yeah. So my mag now, this is where your character will also have like a mag, and it will help you do like certain things like melee attacks better or healing and so on. So right now my mag is like 170, I think it is. It's about to hit 200. So once you hit 200, now you can start summoning like characters and stuff like for attacks and a whole bunch of stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, and there's also pets that you could also select, but I found a pet, like I found an egg for my character, and it's just been there. Like I haven't really messed with it.
Do you regret choosing your class? Like you're like, because I kind of went with the old school, and you know what I used to play back in the old Phantasy Star, and like as I'm playing Force, I really wish I picked something else.
Really, I don't feel that way with my character. I love Hunter. I love the way how they fight. It's close combat. You know, I was thinking about going for Ranger because I never played a Ranger before, ever. But what is like the class that you got curious? Because I know they also added new classes in the game.
I honestly, if I had to go by name, I wouldn't be able to tell you. But like, there's certain classes that I mean, like all of them intrigue me. The one that jumps up, and I think you use blades.
I can't remember which is that one, but I have to look it up. But I know there's like a bunch of new ones too, man. I mean, there's the typical old ones from the back in the days version, and there's now new ones that they added in the game and stuff. So, but
there's a ton of classes. Like you can control animals, beasts.
Yeah.
The Ranger looks dope.
Yeah,
I don't know. Every time we team up, like everybody else's characters are flying around doing crazy stuff, and I'm just like they're shooting fireballs from far away or lightning.
Now, my question to you, Nano. Have you done the subclass too for your characters? Because I don't know how to mess with that yet. Because my character is really high, and I'm trying to figure out how can I do the subclass. So now you could also level up subclass wise too.
Yeah, I'd have to start looking into it too. But that's the thing, I don't know what to choose for my second class.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, there's certain weapons you can't use even if you're a subclass. You know, I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out later on. But yeah, I'm loving the game, dude. The game is awesome. Music is great. The vibe, just the whole vibe of the experience when you start up the game, even playing, it feels like the original PSO.
Thing it does, it feels like an old game. Like, I don't know how many new players it will attract, because it's a slower game. It's still a slow game, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, it's not slow compared to the first one, though. It's a lot faster, though.
Well, we're going back all the way to 1999 or
well, actually, it was actually 2001. My bad.
Yeah, that's all right. 14. All right.
Yeah,
but. If we're going off of that game, you know, that's a really slow, old-school game. This game improves on that. It's way faster. There's better movement. But it's not – I don't know if it could attract that big of an audience, man. Being on Game Pass helps, but a $60 premium is –
Well, here's the difference. Here's the difference, Donald. I think there could be some change about a bigger audience, and here's how that's going to happen. So right now, the game is only available for – Xbox owners. That's it. Only Xbox could get it right now, right? So I've been hearing that this game is also coming out for PlayStation 4, PC, and also Nintendo Switch. So if that happens, that's going to be a bigger audience compared to the old Phantasy Star Online. Even bigger than the one from the Xbox days, because now you're going to have an audience from all systems. And now this is going to be like their first time actually playing the game. You know what I'm saying?
Do you see it going to the Switch?
Oh, no. I've been hearing this going on the Switch, too. I mean, this game is from 2012. So it's not like next gen. I mean, look, if there's The Witcher 3 on the console, what makes you think it's not going to go for the Switch? I mean,
How's your connection been?
Oh, it's been great. Zero lag. I mean, once in a while, I think it was like the early...
I've had lobby issues where I've it hasn't really glitched out on me, but like the connection does like slow down a bit. Certain characters like just jump around.
Well, it's not the game. It's actually Xbox Live that's been having issues because of the amount of people that have been playing now the game. Not the game, yeah, playing online in general.
Our last quest, you were your character would I could see the numbers of damage, you know, all the damage you were applying, like pop up, but your character was just invisible the whole time.
Yeah, it's Xbox Live. Last night they were having issues too, and it started like around 7 p.m. and it was like for hours. Like there was even people sending me messages, and I'll check my message and it was not loading up through the dashboard. So it's an Xbox Live thing. It's not PSO2 at all.
No, I mean, other than that, the game's been working fine far as I've been testing it. But
you know what, let's talk about urgent quests every hour. That was pretty cool. Is there like a raid, 12 people?
You know what? It gets a little too easy, though. Like, I wish it was less than 12.
Well, no. Here's the difference. Here's the difference. We're playing on a level that fits you, because I could play in the harder difficulty, but you can't. So I'm trying to level you up.
Yeah, I know. That probably like that drags it down.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why it's been going on like that. You know what I'm saying? But even though the experience of just playing urgent quests, Nano, what'd you think?
Well, I mean, it's fun. Even though I'm dragging everybody down, it's a part of the game, Godfrey.
Yeah, it is. It is.
But that's the thing. I feel like right now it's fun. I think it's cool with the time, you know. If you do it quick enough, you could probably get two urgent quests in.
Yeah.
Or maybe three if you're fast enough. Yeah. But other than that, like, it's just, I think it's overwhelming. Like, the amount of people that join up, like, there's times where I'm getting experience by just walking around and not even swinging my weapon once.
Yeah.
If they were to lower it maybe to, like, six people, you'd be able to get one good quest in, but it'd be difficult and challenging, you know, like that would be more my style. But urgent quests are fun. I think having them every hour is dope. You know, like, you could time them. If you get a good group on, then, you know, you all join up at the same time and tackle these things together. The bosses have been fun.
Yeah, you know what? I like that every time we play so far, I'm like, wait a minute, this is a brand new level, brand new boss. Like, what is this?
For I'll tell you what, we've repeated maybe three times a map. I've seen a lot of different maps.
Yeah, every time it's brand new stuff, brand new levels, everything.
You've played more than I have, but like every time we play, like I think we've only played the same map twice or three, maybe three times.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot, man. It makes us want to go back for loot, because I think that's the key thing about the game is the loot. And really, believe it or not,
it's terrible. Somebody send me or just show me the direction of some type of board that I could read that tells me what's the trash and what's good.
Yeah, well,
I feel like I'm accumulating a lot of garbage.
I have to mention this, that this game, the original game, was the first console game RPG online that I've seen before ever. I know there was stuff like that for PC, but this is the first time where we started getting loot drops and everything. Look, this is the reason why there's Destiny, there's Borderlands, there's the Division 2, Division, and all that, because it was all because of Phantasy Star Online, the original game. You know what I'm saying? So now with this one, there's a lot of loot that I just want to get some more. I want to upgrade my character, get better armor, better weapons. And there's a bunch of other stuff that I didn't even know. Look, just yesterday, I discovered two new stores. I didn't know it was there. You know what I'm saying? Like, we went to the casino, which you could also do.
Well, the casino was dope. I enjoyed it very much.
We were there for what? An hour? Just hanging out?
We were there for like 40 minutes at least, minimum.
40 minutes. It was like around there, but almost an hour. But anyways, we were there for a while. That was pretty cool. There's also a cafe where you also could get food, do stuff for like your character, like... there's so much stuff in this game that I'm always discovering new things, man. You know what I'm saying? So not only that, but we also have an alliance. So for those that would like to be part of the alliance and you have this game, make sure to search for Gamertag Radio when you go to the menu and press start and look for the alliance. Just search for Gamertag Radio there and we'll prove it. You can get in. Right now we only have like maybe 5 or 6 people, because right now we don't know who has the game or not. So if you do have it, let us know. We'll get you in and all that stuff. So when I mentioned that, so what I did too, because I'm the leader of the alliance, so I've been buying a lot of stuff for our group so people could have like opportunities to level up quicker, play some advanced quests and everything.
Have you traded with anyone yet?
No, I haven't yet. I haven't yet.
But so how does it work? Is it gifts, trading?
I think you could... I've never done it. I know there is there's a feature where you could gift people too. I just haven't done it yet. You know, I haven't done the trading, none of that stuff. But we could do that like later. You know what I'm saying? We'll figure that out. You know what I'm saying? So, but Nano, very quick. So last night I did the advanced quest. I know there's Ark's mission and everything. And I believe next week, March 22nd, if you log in, they're also going to give you missions, new missions. It's called, I think it's called PSO Day. So I think you would get like stuff just for logging in. So that happens once every month. But for this one, it's going to happen March 22nd. And then the next one is going to be April 2nd after that. And every month, you get, it will be PSO Day. You get items and new missions and everything. So...
Well, speaking of that, have you mentioned the Xbox Game Pass player perk?
Oh, I was going to mention that. So if you have Xbox Game Pass, you get a bunch of cosmetics items, plus you get premium, which is going to help you with the storage. Trust me, if you have it, take advantage of it. It's only for 30 days, you'll get that, man. You know what I'm saying? So, and is that like, I'm enjoying it, dude. I'm enjoying it. I took advantage of the Game Pass Ultimate, and I told Nano to check if I know they removed it. I don't know why, but Sega and Xbox removed it for a couple of days.
Yeah,
and,
I think they were having issues with people exploiting the perk itself.
Oh, okay.
So either way, I think they got a backup. You should check it out. I think you just click on the Game Pass app and it should be on your player perks.
Yeah.
Download it. Have fun. Enjoy.
Yeah, man.
I think it's a great game, man. I honestly, I'm having a lot of fun with it. I will be buying the premium, I assume. So, you know, if you play the game and you see yourself investing a lot of time in it and you have friends that play it, I think it's worth at least getting the $30.
Yeah. I'm loving this game, dude. I'm loving even the free version. There's a lot of content, man.
I would have purchased anyways.
Yeah. No, I was saying even the free version. There's a lot of content there, so you could definitely play for a long, very, very long time, man.
That's what's crazy. Like, yeah, the game. If you didn't even want to put a dime into it, there's so much to do.
Yeah, I'm very impressed about that. Super impressed of how much stuff you could do in this game. Like, I know everybody's playing like Fortnite and Apex Legends and now Warzone, which is good. Don't get me wrong, but this game has way more content than those type of games, because those games are just like shooters and, you know, like
does Paris play PSO or
no? No, he's not gonna play PSO. That's not his game. That's not Tuppy's game. I told him. He said he's curious about, but I know for a fact he's not gonna play that. I know that. Or Pete, it's not for them. Like, this is more. This is my type of style of game. You know what I'm saying? Like my time. Like, not my time. My type of game that I'll be playing this like for a long time, man. Years from now. You know what I'm saying? As long as there's new content, I'm in there, man.
Like I've noticed Aiden and Blake, my sons, like they're intrigued, but they haven't started it yet, because like I don't think they can convince their friends to start playing it, because it's hard to like describe it. You know what I mean? Like, unless these kids jump in and just download the game, I don't think it's a game I can't really explain to them.
Yeah, but they've been watching you playing and doing a whole bunch of stuff, right?
No, yeah, Aiden's already thinking about like picking a character, creating his own character. I'm trying to push him to do it.
Yeah, well, because you have multiple Xbox, he could even join us and we could help him out leveling up.
Yeah, that's why, especially now that we're low level, you know, like we could all catch up quick.
Exactly, and then later it's gonna get crazier and more difficult. And I'm excited. I'm excited to go and start doing quests. And look, if you start the game, for those that are like planning to get this for the first time and play it, there is a tutorial which explains to you how to fight, how to use magic.
Hey, look, I overlooked those tutorials, but I just did one because I had a quest that said do any of the practice quests.
Uh-huh.
Do it for your class. Learn as much as you can about it. Just even the basic controls of how to attack. There's certain timing with each input. So just normal attacks, if you input the button at a certain time, mm-hmm. you could increase the strength, the speed. The same with your magic and all your abilities.
Yeah.
And the tutorials teach you all this, and it teaches you certain combinations that I honestly didn't know, and I was just kind of winging it, and they work. You know, they help you play a lot smoother. Your attacks come out way better. I overlooked it so much, and now I'm going to go back and actually just knock those quests out.
Yeah, I mean, there is orders that you could pick, Nano, and while you play solo, and you could go back and start doing these training tutorials, which also will help you to complete different orders. So make sure to take advantage of that. I think
there's so many client orders. Oh man, and so many NPCs walking around that offer you client orders.
Yes.
You know, like you just have to constantly run around and complete them. Go into your menu, accept the rewards. Don't forget about doing that.
Yeah. That helps out a lot too, man.
Your mission rewards are always in your start menu. You just would press X, it'll pop up.
Yep.
You see which ones you have open, accept the ones that you've completed. It's really simple and it's fun, man. It's addictive. I love the game a lot.
Yeah, man. And you know, I was a little bit scared and worried thinking that the servers was gonna go like crazy, like the closed beta, but now it was smooth.
It's been so smooth, man. Like I think the previous beta helped a lot.
Yeah, it did. It did, man. So I mean, props to Sega, man. I think they hit in the park, out of the park with this one. And I'm happy overall with just the game overall. You know what I'm saying? So I've been playing it a lot. No, I'm just saying that I'm excited about to play this, and I can't wait to start playing it again and defeating new bosses and everything. And what I've been doing too is I've just been selecting quests that I've never played before, new levels, new bosses, new everything. And at the same time, hopefully this will help me to unlock new orders and complete them and so on. And it's good, man. It's very, very good, man. So
word, man. I recommend the game. I would give it, what are we rating this, out of 10 or out of 5?
I mean, I don't mention numbers anymore.
personally, like, what if it, if I had to say if it lived up to what I wanted it to, it's in the high nines. Like, it could have been a little bit better, but I think the game is great.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely, man.
This is a super recommendation for any RPG MMO fans.
Yeah.
Old school fans of Phantasy Star, like, you have to get it.
Definitely.
Try it out once, and I'm sure it's going to bring you right back to where you were.
Yeah, and if you do planning to download this, let us know. Hit me up, Godfrey, on Twitter, or hit up Nano551 on Twitter. And yeah, let us know, man. Arctic has been playing a lot with us. A lot of our community members, Optimus, there's a couple other ones too that have been hitting me up, and we're playing privately. And I've been playing also with other podcasters too. It's been a lot of fun. It's bring back a lot of memories from the original PSO. And I can't wait to do more.
I need people that are Force users to send me their, you know, their palettes and what they have equipped. I need to know what route I'm going.
You know,
I'm doing this all wrong.
I'm still trying to figure out mines. I'm still trying to figure out like what
we'll
to
get
do.
There.
Yeah,
we'll
get
be there. Decent.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. All right, everybody, thank you for listening to this episode of Gamer Tag Radio. Look, it's a crazy time right now. Crazy time, and I've been trying to figure out how we're going to do the show, cuz you know the news has been right now the news has been crazy with PlayStation 5 and Xbox One specs and everything, and I know the news is going to slow down a little bit more. So I'm trying my best, not only me, but also Paris and Pete. We're trying our best to create content as much as possible. So we're going to keep you posted. So if you're listening to this podcast right now, make sure to send us questions at fanmail@gamertagradio.com, and I'll post them on the show. We also got to depend on the content from our listeners, man. So without the questions, we can't record. We can't record questions, man. We can't record fan mail. So make sure to send it in. Or go to speakpipe.com/gamertagradio. Or give us a call, 76-273-7GTR. That's 76-273-7GTR. Nano, anything else before we wrap it up?
No, man. It's wash some hands, baby.
Yeah, wash your hands. For sure.
Everybody, no, seriously, on a serious note.
Yeah.
I know that you got to self-quarantine, self-isolation, a little social distancing. Mm-hmm. It sucks, but it's needed. Just practice safe hygiene. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, definitely, man. All right, Nano. But thanks a lot, dude. And I'll see you in PSO, man.
Yes, sir. All right. See you on.
All right. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.